travel in Tallahassee has become something of a punchline. That's why local officials are pushing for more ways to get around Florida. The Amtrak test train chugged through the city last month, and residents' enthusiastic reception signaled support. The route between New Orleans and Jacksonville stopped running 10 years ago. City Commissioner Scott Maddox says reopening the line would serve as a more comfortable alternative to driving.
Eventually, when you get the whole route from Jacksonville to New Orleans signalized, you'll be able to go 79 miles an hour, which would be a quick trip. And fares would be reasonable, and it'll be very reasonable.
Flying has its own set of troubles. Residents have long criticized the Tallahassee airport for its high prices and lack of options. Now local officials are working to attract JetBlue to bring low-cost flights to the area. Airport Director Chris Curry says they want JetBlue to connect Tallahassee and South Florida.
We think we can bring a new type traveler back to the Tallahassee airport, one that can fly at low cost, and that also involves the large student population that we have.
Legislators set aside $1 million in the state budget to help recruit JetBlue, and the city's GetBlue campaign raised $2 million to aid efforts. For WFSU News, I'm Ashley Tressel.